It's Wednesday, November the 23rd, and you're tuned in to the TIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
Yep, that's right. This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. What is up, everybody?
Hey,
We are in a Pokemon Sun and Moon universe now.
Yeah.
And neither of us have committed.
Listen, I'll commit eventually.
I just know I won't play the game. That's my problem, and that's on me.
Yeah, I won't play that right now. I'm not going to say I won't play it, period. I'll say I won't play it right at this moment, because I want to play a bunch of other stuff.
For sure. I'm with you on that, I
think. But whatever, Popplio, you're my boy, / girl.
He's whatever. I mean,
I'm living that Popplio
life. He does things. What I wanted to say was that, the thing that I was going to buy, I was super tempted. I was at Toys R Us, I was buying my toys, and I went to the R Zone.
Ooh, the R Zone.
Do they still call it that?
I don't think so. Okay. But I like to call it the R Zone.
The R Zone. And I was I went to the DS section, and I couldn't see it on the
shelf. I'm sorry, the what?
I called it the DS section.
The 3DS
yeah.
section. I'm surprised you're not calling it the Game Boy section, old man.
No, I'm not. But I looked at it, and I couldn't see it on the shelf. Like, okay. I saw the spaces there, and I'm like, no fucking way. Are they sold out? And I'm like, well, that makes things easier. I'm going to walk out of here and knowing that I don't have to deal with that temptation because it's sold out. And as I'm leaving, there's this main display, and they're all there. I picked one up, and I'm like, But I then remembered that the rumors of the third version,
Stars,
which is still a rumor,
yeah. You know,
but I think that's kind of like the obvious conclusion of what the name's going to be, would have a Switch release, Nintendo Switch release, so that kind of makes it easier for me.
Maybe you could switch between Sun and Moon, huh? Huh?
Wow. Huh?
I'm here all night.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I'm here.
Speaking of awful puns, there's this video out there.
No, that video's great. That video was fantastic.
I know it's great, but I gotta tell people that it's also awful.
No, it's not. It's quality humor.
So I saw this video like a week ago, and I watched it, and I thought, oh my god, Anthony will love this.
I did love it.
So I showed him it today. It is, at BlizzCon, this cosplayer who's dressed up as Mercy from Overwatch.
The Imp Mercy,
yeah. She goes up to other cosplayers, and she just gives them awful, punny pickup lines.
Yeah.
Some of them are bad.
Some of them are great. And other ones are fantastic.
But the thing that makes the video great are all the reactions from
people who are unaware.
Yeah,
of what's
because
happening.
Some of them you're like, I wonder if that was planned, but the other ones are like, no, they were just really uncomfortable. Yeah, but
in true Reaper fashion,
yeah.
That one Reaper just came back.
Yeah,
think you could escort this payload for me, baby? I got a payload for you, and it's like, whoa, Reaper.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, BlizzCon pickup lines. That was a best video 2016.
I don't know if I go that far, but
best video 2016.
It's entertaining, that's for sure.
Also,
yeah,
no guy could get away with that fucking video.
No,
like
no,
walking up to
dude.
Random girls saying that no. shit that she said.
No,
no way.
No, yeah, she. She has some very suggestive lines that she puts out there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, it's because you're a girl.
Also because you're hot.
Also because you're hot. You're a hot girl who's saying these things. Not that I'm not saying anything against that.
No, what are you saying about it? I want you to elaborate.
I'm just
what saying. What are you saying on
that? If a hot girl came up to me with bad pickup lines that were very suggestive, I'd be okay with it.
What are you? Are you saying that only men can do this?
I'm saying only women can do this.
Oh,
I'm
oh, I see.
Saying it.
So you're still sexist. God damn it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Hashtag triggered.
That's right. Speaking of other things that we noticed on the internet.
Listen, you don't want to paint that broad brush. I notice a lot of things on the internet. A lot of them will get us kicked off iTunes.
I was trying to find a transition, but I couldn't link these two things. I'm like, I have to go as broad as possible.
Like, listen, it's like, Anthony, what's the last website you visited? Listen, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what's the last website I visited.
No, this is actually just a comment on Facebook. That's all it is.
Okay.
So this is from Paul. He regularly writes in every now and then. I think
love you, Paul.
I think you responded to this, Anthony.
I think I did.
I just saw this now, so I figured I'd read it on the air. Because we talked about science fiction movies last week. And he writes that maybe we should check out the movie Moon, starring Sam Rockwell.
I think we did.
We did check out this movie.
Okay, so I wasn't crazy.
Back in 2011.
Damn! That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, because the movie came out 2009.
Do those episodes still exist?
They do exist.
I know you have them, but I don't know if the hosting service has them.
You can still get them.
Oh, okay.
You can. I don't know if you can get them through the RSS feed. You have to go to the website.
Oh.
And I don't know how you would, apart from just keep going on, clicking on older posts.
The way the website, actually the URL structure is laid out, when you click another page, it'll say whatever our page is, /page2.
Oh, does it?
/2. And so you can just put in like 50 and then like,
okay, yeah. And then you can go there, and I know they work on the site. You could download the MP3 there. It's just, I know if you go, say, through iTunes, and you were to scroll through the listings, I don't know how far it goes.
Oh, okay.
But I do know you can still get them if you want them.
Don't. That was...
You could try.
Don't. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. In other news this week, Persona 5 is not a real game.
Oh, really, Vince? So, like, I've been hearing that it's gonna take my heart on Valentine's Day.
We had plans, didn't we?
Yeah, we had Valentine's Day plans. Are you telling me that we can't celebrate Valentine's Day together with our Persona 5 copies?
Unfortunately, we cannot.
Why?
Apparently, it's been, quote-unquote, delayed.
Listen, alright? I've heard of this shit with Versus 13... They're still saying it's coming out this year. I still don't believe it.
Apparently it comes out in 7 days.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Until I see that thing on store shelves, it doesn't.
Mm.
So are you telling me that it's getting the Final Fantasy treatment?
I want to play along with you, but I can't. Because here's the thing. The game is out in Japan. This is purely a localization thing.
Son of a... No, whatever. I haven't seen it. I don't think it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't know. To combat that, they're going to do something. So it's been delayed by 2 months. It'll be out April 5th.
Are they giving me extra shit in my special edition?
One extra thing.
Ooh.
The game originally was going to have just the English dub.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get the English subs.
Oh, worth it.
Yeah. Done. So you can do both audio mixes. Worth. Which I think is cool, because I remember when we watched the anime, one of the things I said was like, when I'm introducing these characters as the anime characters, their voices are going to be forever attached to them. And so I think that's really neat.
Yeah, true.
However, as I'm continuing to play Tokyo Mirage Sessions, that does pose a couple issues in that, you know, sometimes they say things and there is no sub available for that, and that's going to bug the shit out of me.
Yep, it bothered me too.
So I better learn how to do some small pickup phrases just to understand.
Like, Eki wa doko desu ka?
Exactly. You got it.
I just asked where the train
station was. Bingo!
I just asked where the train station was.
Well, you know. so it's a bit of give and take there, but yeah, no, it's cool to have that.
Whatever, as long as you know the only phrase you need to know in Japanese. Kono bangumi wa brand sponsor.
I'm surprised you didn't say that when we were there.
Oh yeah, true. Just walk into a store. Yeah. That would go over so well. That wouldn't be humiliating and offensive at all. Vince.
I would never do it.
But the white boy.
Yeah. So you could get away with it. I couldn't.
No. Never. Nope.
But yeah. Any other picks from yourself?
So, a teaser trailer came out for a hot new show called Full Metal Alchemist. And you're like, "What, Anthony, wait a minute, that's not new."
No, it's not. No,
but it is new because it's a full full-length feature film.
Yeah.
Coming out in Japan in live action.
Ooh,
live action. So they came out with like a minute teaser, we watched it. They showed Tiny Ed and giant suit of armor Alphonse.
Right.
And they showed a weird dog made out of mud.
Mm. It was like a cybernetic like mud dog.
Cybernetic mud dog, yeah. And so far, this like just from the teaser, it looks cool. It looks like they're taking the darker tone of Full Metal Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
So have you watched any Full Metal Alchemist? Have you read anything? Have you anything at all? You consumed anything?
I watched the first 15 episodes of the original anime.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then the first 15 episodes of Brotherhood.
Okay, Brotherhood's really good.
But the first couple episodes of Brotherhood are not good.
Well, it's world building. It's slow. It's, hey, look.
It's weird.
We transmuted my mom.
the first like 15 episodes of Brotherhood are kind of like, they do this thing where it's like half catch up,
yeah,
but also half, we know you've watched the original anime, so we're not going to go into super detail, so I wasn't really into it.
Okay. But after that, fantastic.
I bet it gets good. I heard it gets good. A lot of people love it.
Yeah, it's a great show. And so I'm actually pretty excited for this. I remember the Rurouni Kenshin movie, the live-action movie we watched years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Did you guys watch it in theaters?
No, we watched it... Where did we watch it?
I could have swore you guys watched that in theaters.
No, I think I watched it at someone's house.
Okay.
And then also, just like, yeah, like, Ghost in the Shell looks cool. Like, I'm kind of on a kick. Like, live-action anime movies, I'm down. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. So if you guys want to check it out, look up Full Metal Alchemist live action teaser, and it's a teaser, like it's 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, oh, also speaking of movies, Monster Hunter,
yeah,
our favorite game,
yeah,
is getting a cinematic universe.
Is it?
So it's going to be made by the Resident Evil film team.
Oh.
I don't know if that means the CG film team or the Mila Jovovich Resident Evil people.
I'm assuming them.
Probably. I'd hope so. Mila Jovovich as a Monster Hunter, of course.
I would watch it.
So this is a quote by producer Jeremy Bolt, who told a site called Deadline. We treated Capcom with tremendous respect, and earning their trust is one of the main reasons for Monster Hunter being the movie we'll do next.
Wow.
They control the rights, and the game is now bigger than the Resident Evil franchise.
Yeah.
So they will be also releasing the Resident Evil film called The Final Chapter in 2017.
Fuck.
And they're already working on a first draft script for the Monster Hunter movie.
That's cool.
Anderson also explains what he loves about Monster Hunter is the incredibly beautiful and immersed world that they've created. So hopefully it'll be like one of those town stories. Or maybe it'll even be like the traveling band from 4.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So the thing about this announcement that gets me excited is that Monster Hunter, he comments on like the incredible world they've built.
Yeah.
That's all they've done. There is no story to Monster Hunter. So there's nothing
to talk about. Just the guild lady?
No, there's not. If that's all they need. If they get that right, then I'm sold. But there's nothing, like, say the director wants to be like total creative license and do whatever he wants. I don't think I could really be pissed, because there's nothing to Monster Hunter that's so intrinsic that would upset me.
Listen, the deep lore.
Oh, fuck off.
You think they're going to get on a boat and hit a Dragonator in a sand ocean?
You never know.
Maybe.
They could.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool. I just hope the monsters they have are like larger than life.
So yeah, not like joking aside, like I don't know what they would do for a story in a Monster Hunter movie.
Are they gonna do the whole what was the one from, is it 3 with Laggy, and he's like, oh, there's this tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami's coming to the village and you gotta defeat the evil water demon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe. Well, that's every game though.
Yeah. Like, someone's coming to the village. Yeah. Stop this shit.
3 was like Yakris. 4 was...
Magala.
Magala. Coming to spread the darkness.
Yeah. Darkness.
Yeah, the darkness. And then in Generations, it's all like, every town has their own calamity coming.
Yeah.
So really, it's all about like, hunt these things, build armor, fight the world-ending monster.
Yeah.
Farm it to death, build its armor.
Well, they're not going to farm it to death. let's be clear here.
Yeah. But like from that like template,
yeah.
What do you do in a movie?
I like the idea of the traveling caravan of the 4 great hunters.
That'd be cool.
That would be a cool thing.
Yeah, and they all have like, one's like a hunting horn, one's a bow or whatever. Yeah.
I think more than anything, what I want to see is like obviously cool monsters and action sequences are neat, but I want to see incredible meticulous planning.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, and then their whole hunt goes around, like, planning.
They gotta... But then, like, it goes wrong because it's like they put down the shock trap, and then
and it walks
and around. Then the Hellblade just jumps around it in a circle for 10 minutes, and you're like, "What the fuck?" And then it leaves.
Oh, I hope there's areas in this movie.
That'd be hilarious.
I hope they just jump off cliffs, yeah, and then they just cut to another scene, and they're just there.
What kind of styles will there be?
Yeah.
So, actually, yeah, live action movies, do it.
I think it's exciting that it's being done by the Hollywood team.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Man, to think, when they started doing the Resident Evil movies, that was like the king of Capcom. Like,
remember when she ran down the City Hall buildings in Toronto?
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time ago.
So cool.
Jeez.
I should... I have an idea.
You want to do a movie club and we watch one every week?
Yeah!
Isn't there like 7 of them?
Yeah!
Oh my god, that's going to be tumultuous.
Let's commit.
I mean, we could. It's just...
We could wait till the new one comes out.
I think we should do the 7 weeks leading up to that one.
Up to the new one? Okay. Yeah,
we should look up the release date and then we'll do it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll do that. It's on air.
Yes! Yes!
It's a bad idea, but okay.
It's a great idea. And by great idea, I mean it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. Awful. Sort of slightly video game related things. The Overwatch graphic novel that was planned for this month has been officially canceled.
I'm sorry, what? There was an Overwatch graphic novel?
It was going to come out this Wednesday, but it's been canceled.
Wait! It made it all the way... to tomorrow, or today, technically, because yeah, this is when we release it.
It's either this month, this Wednesday, or next Wednesday.
And they're like, nah.
Well, they've been like very silent on it, and then like rumors are going around, and then earlier this week, like Blizzard made an official statement, like, yeah, we canceled it.
Like, what?
So the thing is, I think it was a story that was well in the works. It was gonna talk about the original Overwatch team.
Okay.
You know, like with when Reaper was still a good guy and Ana had 2 eyeballs and Soldier was Captain America. That stuff.
Okay.
But they said since they started writing it and since where the game has gone, the actual story and like the way they've introduced new characters and a lot of the scenery has changed so much that the story actually wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do it, I think. And they're like, if we put the story out now, it wouldn't line up with a lot of the things that are in the game right now.
What you're telling me is that Blizzard fucked up.
They did.
All right.
So they because of their constantly ever-changing universe, they're like, we're going to have to put this aside.
Dang.
Yeah. Which is a bummer because that's all I really want from Overwatch is a plot
they're
to consume.
So like the whole thing of like Overwatch was an MMO and like all this stuff, like I'm sure they have a bunch of stories like on the burner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to know about that stuff because the Overwatch world is cool.
Have you read any of their comics?
They have comics?
Go on their website. They have 9 comics. They're all very interesting. They tell you, who do you call it? Widowmaker's backstory is tragic. Like, if you were going to read one, just read that one. Just
okay.
Her backstory is tragic. But yeah, no, I wish there was more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It can't be as deep and rich as the Street Fighter story, you know? Just not everything can be like that.
Wow, I can't even pull out that shit. Wow.
You know, the Satsu no Hado, it's just so intricate.
Oh. I mean, layers. It's like an onion.
It's like an onion. Akuma thinks he can control it, and then he doesn't, and then he becomes Oni.
Ryu thinks he can control it,
and then he doesn't, and he gets a hole in his chest.
Yeah, I mean... It's so...
There's some old pervy dude named Oro who ties his hand behind his back. He's like, I'm the strongest in the world.
Yeah. This is dumb. Okay, let's go into our weeks, shall we?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get off this train.
Yeah, my week is pretty simple. More Overwatch. You saw me play some of that.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Tell me all about Soldier 76 being a beast.
Oh, he's so good.
All right.
He's so good.
But why?
So what they did was they said, okay, we're going to up his damage. In trade-off, we're going to give him a bit more... his accuracy will
decrease
over a period of time. So it forces you more into burst fire scenarios.
Okay.
The thing is, his effective range is already pretty huge.
All right.
So you could still hold down the trigger, and you'll still be effective in most situations.
Okay. You just can't be like a sniper.
If you burst, you are a sniper.
Oh, okay.
Because you're still... Right. Like, you can still... You can still shoot Faros out of the air. You can generally win in a fight against Widowmaker.
Okay.
Like, he's that strong. But the thing that makes him really amazing is his ult is the tactical visor, which is auto-aim.
Auto-aim, aimbot.
Aimbot. But he still has that damage buff.
Oh, okay.
And I also didn't realize the tac visor also homed in your rockets.
Yep.
Yeah. So he just runs through enemy teams now.
Okay.
And he's...
That's hilarious.
The meta is... Soldier 76, and build a team around him. That's the current meta. Sombra's live. No one knows how to use her. She's kind of useless.
She seems like that kind of character that's like, hey, if you're good at the game, you're going to dominate. If you're bad at the game, you're going to think she's garbage.
So Sombra's weird because it's like, her thing is she's going to hack. She's a disruptor. She's going to come in behind enemy lines. She's going to take out that shield. She's going to, distract and stuff. But at some point, you have to ask yourself, the amount of time she's taken outside of the fight to run around and do shit, would that time would have been more effective if she was just like Tracer and just running through the backline healers? Mm-hmm. And that's the trade-off. I don't know which is more effective. I still prefer Tracer to Sombra just because she's a lot better on her own. She can handle herself on her own, whereas Sombra's kind of like, I don't know. Later, bro.
Okay.
That's what she's like. And then Zarya's still awesome, even though they nerfed her, they changed her beam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were awake when I was telling TJ about this.
I don't think so. I was probably zonked out.
Okay, so you know her nerf is that she can't gain as much energy from the bubble.
I remember that, yes.
Right? So, like, the bubble used to get 50, now it gets you to 40.
Okay.
But her beam, the way it used to work was, there's a tiny little, like, target on your enemy character.
Yeah.
When the beam hits that, it doesn't immediately register it. It's like a split second before it says, okay, connect, damage will start.
Oh, okay.
They switched it, so now basically they took that target, they opened it up, and instead of waiting for like that confirm...
For your body to get hot, I guess. Like...
Instead of waiting for that, it's just hit scan.
Okay.
So before what happened was when you were Zarya and you took the beam and you say, quickly swiped it across an enemy character, nothing would happen.
Oh, okay.
Now... It's damaged through.
Oh, sick.
And so it just makes it a lot more convenient for people.
Seems like it makes her easier to play.
It does. Her damage consistency is way higher.
Okay.
And so that makes her a lot more fun to use.
All right.
The thing I've been having most fun with is Mystery Heroes. That's the best map, or that's the best mode in that game right now.
Is that the 3-on-3?
No, 3-on-3 is boring.
Okay. Which one's Mystery Heroes?
Where you go in and you always get a new hero every time you respawn.
Oh, okay.
And you end up with, like, really dumb combinations.
Like 7 Mercies.
We had 3 Mercies and 2 Reinhardts.
That's hilarious.
And we won, so it's fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's Overwatch. I watched a show. It's a Netflix show. It's called Chef's Table. I don't know if you heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
It's pretty interesting. It's a documentary on... So, like, there's a list of, like, generally considered the 50 greatest chefs.
Okay.
And each episode, I think there's 3 seasons. Each season has 5 episodes. They focus on one of them. So the first one's Italian. And he's from Modena.
Okay.
Right? And they basically, it's his life story of how he became the chef. And they show his food. And it's really interesting. It's like, I guess in Italy, everybody's grandmother is the best chef.
Yeah, right? No, my grandmother's the best chef.
And so the type of food you expect when you're in Italy are like those homemade meals.
Yep.
So what he did was he was considered a traitor by his country because he would take your grandmother's home meals and then he would dissect them and then he would rebuild them into something like totally provocative and...
How could he?
Kind of stupid. Like tortellini, right?
Yeah. Tortellini is great.
How do you normally eat tortellini? Like how is it served to you?
A fork? On a plate?
Okay.
Stab it. Pasta sauce.
Wait, is it tortellini that he did? I don't know. Anyways, he took a giant plate.
Yeah.
He took 6 tortellinis and he put it in a line. And then he just put, like, a sauce on the side.
On the side?
On the side.
No, it's on the thing.
No. On the side.
This is some of this deconstructed bullshit.
Yeah.
This is like, yo, man, we got you a deconstructed cheesecake. Put it together yourself. Fuck you.
What's the best part of lasagna?
Everything? All of it?
If you had to name, like, if there's one perfect bite in lasagna, where is it?
It's the middle.
You think it's the middle?
I think it's the middle. Or it's either the middle because that's where, like, the gooeyest cheese is. Yeah. Or it's the outer rim because that's where, like, the crunchy...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, he's like, everyone in Italy fights for the corner piece.
Yeah.
Because that's the most crust. That's the crunch. So, he's like, what if I could just give you that crunch? So, you know what it did? He took fucking lettuce and he dressed it up like a lasagna and he said, this is just the crunch.
This guy's a monster.
Yes.
He needs to be stopped.
This man is a monster.
He needs to be put in jail.
He's considered the third best chef in the world.
He needs to be, yeah, that's why he's not the first best chef, because he's a fucking monster. Everyone's afraid of him. They keep him at third to appease him, because he's going to come up in French cuisine and be like, foie gras, let me tell you what I can do to this.
Like, yeah, so like his whole... And it goes through this whole story of, like, how he was hated in Italy and he moved around, but he built himself up and then people started to realize who his greatness and stuff. It's very interesting.
No, this man's a monster.
I can't wait to see, like, the next ones. There's this one guy in Australia. Is he in Australia? I don't know.
It's a kangaroo, like...
I think he's Australian, but he lives in Thailand and, like, every day he goes into the jungle and he goes hunting for food.
Huh.
And then he comes home and he's like, let's cook.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Of course he's from Australia.
Of course.
Goddamn prison colony going out like, to hunt for food.
Like, it shows him in like a Speedo and he's got like a harpoon.
Yeah, of course.
He's just stabbing at fish.
Is he just also glistening in the sun with like six-packed abs?
No, he's not. He's just, okay. He looks like an American.
Oh, okay.
By American, I mean, yeah, well, I just mean you're fat.
Larger.
So, there larger. We go. But you know, it's an interesting show. Like, huh. it's...
So every episode is them, like, it's like a documentary look at one person.
Yes.
Okay.
So, they always show, like, their signature dishes throughout, but it's more about the story of who they are and how, and what food means to them, and it's...
Okay.
It's insightful, is what it is.
I'm waiting for the guy who's no-nonsense, like, food is just nourishment.
I bet there is one guy out there like that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. The last thing I watched, this is the show that I was looking forward to all year. It's out.
Girls und Panzer.
No. The Grand Tour.
Oh, it's finally out.
It's out.
Oh, sick.
I didn't know what to think about the show when it was coming. Like, I didn't know what it was going to be about. Turns out they just made Top Gear.
Okay, but they made it in a movie format.
No. They literally made Top Gear.
Oh, shit.
Like, everything one for one.
Huh.
There's a couple differences. You know how Top Gear is a studio in... it's somewhere
in the abandoned airfield or whatever?
Yeah. So they don't have that. Every week, they go to a new city in the across the world.
Oh.
And they bring a giant tent, like a studio tent.
Huh.
And they just place it down somewhere.
That's cool.
So for the opening episode, they did it... Because it's backed by Amazon. It had to be in the States. So they picked California. And they were in a desert in California. And they just invited people to come out.
That's hilarious.
And so their whole audience was American.
And so like, they rip off... Rip on all the Americans?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. But it has everything. It has that segment where they're like, hey, let's talk about some car news. Hey, let's bring in a star in a really reasonably priced car.
Oh my God.
But it's not a star. It's not a. They can't do a drive because they don't have a test track.
Yeah.
So instead they have like this hand-eye coordination game.
That sounds lame.
Yeah, it is very lame. And they bring in a guest to do that. They don't have the Stig.
They have
the American.
Okay.
Yes, that's what they.
There's just one guy called the American.
He's a NASCAR driver.
Okay.
Their explanation was because this show's backed by Amazon, they were pushing us to have an American driver to promote America.
Is he just in a race like an American flag race suit?
Pretty much.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and he's got a bit of a beer belly.
That's great.
Yeah. So they just call him the and all he does is complain about how the car like he's like he only likes V8s. And so they put him in a V6 BMW, and they're like, he's like, this car's shit. This is not a real car. This is garbage. So.
Oh, man, I really hope they have, like, stereotypes every city they go to.
Yeah, I think, I thought that was hilarious.
Here's the dude from Singapore.
Yeah.
Did they talk about the Datsun?
The Datsun?
Or they, what's that one car they always talk about?
The Dacia Sandero.
Yeah, Dacia Sandero.
No, they don't do that.
Oh, okay.
And then they have, like, they intersplice it with, like, their films, like, their road trip films that they'll put in.
Huh.
It is literally Top Gear.
That's cool.
Like, it's both cool and sad.
Yeah, also kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna do something different. Well, I guess for me, the thing that sucks is that it kind of just shits all over Top Gear, and it kind of makes Top Gear pointless now.
Oh.
Because before I was like, I'm cool with the new Top Gear if it means that like this Grand Tour is a different style of show. Mm. But now they're just the same show. And one clearly looks like the other one. Or one's trying to replicate the other one.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, there's no point in watching Top Gear now.
Hmm.
Because if you just want that fun, it's here at the Grand Tour. So
I guess it'll depend on host.
Yeah, like don't get, yeah, like I'm not disappointed in it. In many ways, it's exactly what I wanted. They just continued on with more of what I enjoyed.
Also, if you think of it as this as Amazon's intent from the get-go,
yeah,
that's like some shady fucking business. Like mm-hmm. that's just that was a strictly business move. Like fuck you, we yeah. got the original guys. We're making the same show.
Yeah,
eat a dick.
Yeah, like. If I had to describe the show, it's basically Top Gear unleashed. They don't have the restrictions of the BBC on them anymore. Like they can swear in the show. They can even do small things like we can put in ads. Like cuz the BBC has this rule where there's no advertisement like anywhere
in the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like what they've done is like a part of their test track now.
Yeah.
Has a corner where basically all the cars drift around it.
Yeah.
But in the background all it says is like for next week your name could be here. And they're just signs that say, your name here. And it's just like, they could put ads all across
that's
this
hilarious.
Place. Yeah. So, it's fun. It's about an hour long. I totally recommend it if you're into old Top Gear. This is
okay.
This is the next generation.
No, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, it's fun. But, yeah, that was my week.
All right. I watched a show. I watched the Trailer Park Boys.
Why?
Because my friends and I did a Trailer Park Boys marathon.
I feel sorry for you.
My friends who are fans of the show handpicked their favorite episodes from multiple seasons.
And
I liked that show.
But?
I don't think I would ever watch it by myself.
Ah.
So the Trailer Park Boys, for people who don't, it's a strictly Canadian show. It was on a Canadian channel called Showcase. And pretty much what it was, it's these people living in BC or Alberta, I think.
Was it Alberta?
It was Nova Scotia?
No, it wasn't Nova.
No, it was the West End.
It must be Alberta.
It must be Alberta. And it's these guys who are pretty much losers, they're failures at life, who live in a trailer park with other people who are also failures and whatever, but they live in the trailer park. The trailer park is their thing. So there's three characters. There's Ricky, there's Julian, and there's Bubbles.
Everybody knows Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles is the... Surprisingly, he's British, apparently. Or, like, he's got a... Like, his regular voice is just, like, this real British-ass British voice.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I didn't look it up for myself. Bubbles is, like, their best friend. He's kind of, like, the... When stuff gets too real, he's, like, the friendship glue.
Yeah.
There's Ricky, who's just an idiot. Like, he only has his... The running joke in all the seasons is that he only has his grade 10.
Mm.
And so he blames every wrong decision he ever makes on the school system
yeah.
failing him. And then there's Julian, who seems a little bit smarter, and he's like the mastermind behind all their like petty crimes. But his thing is that he always has a drink in his hand, no matter what. Like he always has a scotch on the rocks, no matter what. There was a scene where a car did like three flips. He comes out of the car with a scotch with ice in his hand. He drinks it. Like, it's hilarious. And it's this mix between, like, really dry British humor and, like, sort of sketch comedy.
Yeah.
And I liked the idea they were going for.
Yeah.
I just don't think I liked the characters or any of the supporting cast enough. Because a lot of it was just sad. Like, a lot of it is just, like, here are these people in a trailer park who are super down on their luck. Now, these other people who are less down on their luck will take advantage of them and just shit on them forever, right? And it's pretty much, it's like, all the humor came from watching other people suffer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's like funny for like an episode, maybe not for seven seasons.
Yes, right? Let's laugh at their misfortune.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. And I'm like, this was like, when I was watching the episodes, this was funny the first four episodes, but then it's like, they keep doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially these two specific characters, like
I think it definitely hit with a certain demographic at a certain age.
Yeah, like high school stoners love the shit out of that show.
I think that's why I never got into it.
Okay, and so yeah, it was okay. There were some really great moments coming out of it.
Yeah,
but I didn't really. I thought it was pretty mediocre, middling overall. I watched the new David Blaine.
I heard this was out. Yeah,
Beyond Magic.
And
the magician never reveals his secrets, Vince.
I know.
It's David Blaine. It's David Blaine.
Sounds good.
It's a bunch of weird stuff where it's like these. They're like, even if you go look it up, like some of the tricks are like, I couldn't figure out like seemingly simple tricks. I'm like, how do you do this? And so like there's sites that are like deconstructing the movie and like trying to figure, he did this trick be like this, right? But David Blaine has this way of taking very simple looking tricks but presenting them with the utmost professionalism, where you're like, holy shit, that was amazing. But if on its surface it's like, oh look, he threw a deck of cards and it stuck to something and that's your card, right?
Yeah.
On its surface, like that sounds like a simple trick, but the way he presents it, the way he builds up the trick is always the fun thing to watch. The big thing in this one is that he is attempting to catch a bullet in his mouth.
Well.
So that's the big... Usually in these David Blaine specials, there's one trick that's the big one, and they show you little clips as they do stuff to other people. And that, so the big one at the end is he's trying to catch a bullet.
Does he do stuff to celebrities in this?
A lot of celebrities. He does one to Dave Chappelle and Drake. That was really funny.
Oh.
He does one to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know he did some with, like... I don't know if it was part of the special, but I saw a clip where like he did it with the Breaking Bad guys.
That was actually in his older special.
Oh,
that one came out in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one's cool. He also does that in that special. He does it with Will Smith's family.
Oh, that's what I saw too. Yeah. And Will Smith's wife is like freaking out. And
yeah.
And he's just, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because he does all these like these weird like, yeah, again, simple on its face magic trick, but like the years of practice this man has to do to be able to present these seemingly simple tricks in such a mind-boggling way. Like, it's like, how the hell?
It's an art form.
Yeah, how did you do it? How did you hide it? How did, like, I don't know what you did. I don't really want to say any more of the magic tricks because, like, the whole point of those specials are to watch it and be like, what the fuck?
Totally, yeah.
Right? But I highly recommend it. It was super,
yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Super fun. And then the other thing I did was I went to a concert. I went to go see a band called The OCs.
Mm-hmm.
T-H-E-E space O-H space S-E-E-S.
The OCs, huh?
The OCs. They're a punk band out of California.
Wow.
what?
Original.
Yeah. They're a punk band out of California.
And they call themselves the OC?
Yeah, the OCs.
Like Orange County?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And so they're a three-piece band. And I wanted to bring this up because they, like, I liked them before, like, a lot of their studio stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty punk, but their studio stuff is super clean. Like, the production values are, like, through the roof, right?
Okay.
But their concert is, like, the most rock and roll shit I've ever seen. And I've been to, like, a Who concert or, like, a Bruce Springsteen concert. They came out, it was just them three. Maybe two giant big speakers and like three speakers stacked on top of each. So like I want to say like eight speakers in total.
Yeah.
And it was just them, no fancy effects, not even an encore. Like just light show, 10 songs, rock the fuck out for an hour.
Wow.
It was a really awesome show.
Cool.
If anyone is interested in like punk music, I recommend checking them out. I think the best album to check out for them is called Floating Coffin. And I really like a song from that one called Thumbbuster / Toe Cutter. But yeah, it was a surprisingly simple show. And it's made me realize that I think the thing I'm missing the most in music is less production value. I think it's so easy to make your music sound super clean and like, I don't know, pop music is the best example, right? Like, that is a type of genre that is, like, it's supposed to be clean. It's pop. It's mass consumption. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But even, like, hipster rock and roll stuff now, when I listen to it, it has those same, like, super insane production values where it's super clean. But this concert just sounded like a bunch of guys having fun doing what they love and not really worrying about how they look or how they appeal to others. Like, I truly believe that they're like the music they're playing is like, they're like, fuck it. If no one liked it, we'd still be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought.
How do you not know? How do you know that just isn't their brand?
See, that's the tricky part. We live in a world where I'm like, that could just
because
be.
Like everything you say, I'm like, there's a demograph who will eat that shit
up. Yeah, that demograph is me.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't like, I don't know how I could even.
Like, I don't know, like, I'm
tell
not.
It, like, I'm not, I know you're not putting me on the stand, right? Yeah. I don't even know how I would tell that apart, to be honest, because it's tricky shit.
Yeah.
The people there, that was the other thing. So I've been to a metal concert before.
Yeah.
It's called, for the Sword, but they're classified as what's called stoner metal.
Okay.
So they're a lot more chill, and like, they're faster songs. Like, there was a mosh pit, but it was very little. I got there early, so I've learned also, no one shows up to concerts on time.
No.
The concert said doors open at 6. I was there at 5:30.
Oh.
I was the first in line. I was the only person in the venue till 6:30.
I was going to say, like, they wouldn't show up till like 8.
Yeah. So the opening band played at 7, and the other band played at 8, and then the headliner played at 9.
Yeah.
Right. I was the only person in the whole venue for half an hour.
That must have been fun.
It was weird. I was just like, I was standing in the middle of the concert hall. I'm just like, what is this? Like everyone, all the other people are just like looking at me or they're talking to themselves.
They're like, oh, this kid, one, it's his first concert.
This one dude. Right? And but I was glad I got to, the other two openers were really good.
That's good.
But the thing about this concert was it was standing room only pretty much unless you bought like balcony seats.
Yeah.
And I forgot how visceral punk music could be because pretty much from the front row all the way to half of the standing section was just a giant mosh pit. Oh, it was hundreds of people just jumping and pushing and shoving and whatever. There was one part where I got pushed out from my front row, but I eventually got back. But in the meantime, I was in the mosh pit. Yeah. I literally got bruises from the mosh pit. The person who hurt me the most
was tiny little girl.
Tiny little girl.
Yeah.
Tiny little alt rocker chick comes up from below, elbow to the ribs. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, man, because they can get away with that.
Yeah, right?
Because you're like, not, what are you going to do? Turn around and punch her?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not, right? And I'm just like, man. But it was the most fun I've had at a concert.
That's good.
I really like standing room only concerts.
Yeah.
I'm sure once I get older,
you want a seat.
I'll want
when
a
your
seat.
Back gives out. Yeah. You're like, I
can't keep up with these kids.
Yeah,
I got a lot of beer spilt on me.
Sounds about
like
right.
People like literally just throwing beer cans up in the air, and then it would rain on me. Like,
were they also allowed to smoke in the venue?
No, they weren't.
Okay,
but they were anyways.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, and so like people were just like literally passing around joints, and bouncers taking people out. The venue I went to was the Danforth in Toronto.
Yeah.
They were really nice about crowd surfers. So they understood that like crowd surfing is going to happen.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen because it's dangerous and they can get sued.
Yeah.
But what they would do is that they would bring them down, give them like, hey, don't do that again, and just let them go back into the crowd. And pretty much they only kicked people out. They kicked out one guy because he did it like 3 times.
Oh.
So they're like, you're gone.
Yeah.
Right. But I was like, that's super reasonable. Like, the venue let you have fun.
Yeah.
There was one guy, though, he was way too drunk to be up on a crowd serve. And he bailed so hard. He was getting pushed to the front, and the front didn't commit. And he just fell on his head on cement. It was, and he got up. He was fine. But it was some funny shit.
Gross.
But yeah, it was a great concert. And yeah, if that's a marketing team, like, appealing to me as like, man, music's not music anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they got me.
Because
I bought like $60 worth of vinyl.
Yeah. How long have you guys been around?
The OCs have been around for a while, but I actually only learned about them like earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
I forget how I learned about them. I think it was when I got my JoJo tattoo.
Oh, that's not...
Yeah. When I got my JoJo tattoo, I was talking to the tattoo artist, and I was like, hey, is this your playlist? And he's like, yeah. I was like, what band is this? And he's like, oh, they're called the OCs. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll check them out.
Mm.
And then I was like, shit, I really like them. They're cool. But yeah, like, the concert really sold me on them.
Cool.
It was fun. So you want to go to a punk concert?
No, I've been before. They're not for me.
You want to get elbowed by a alt, like a 4 foot something alt rocker chick with a shaved head? I know what
that's like. Yeah, it's because then they just look at you like you did something wrong, yeah. And you're like,
I didn't do anything. You hit
me. Yeah, yeah, no thanks.
I've also realized I'm like the strongest kid at skinny, lanky white kid school. Like I was holding my own in the mosh pit. Like I could just push people. It's fun. Good. And then I'm back on the league train.
Wow. Are you also watching league while you're playing league?
No, I'm not. So like, I tried to get back into watching league,
and
I can't do it anymore. Yeah. Watching league is not for me. I do not want to watch these dudes do stuff. Like even like I was trying to watch old worlds that I missed, and yeah. I'm like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm really just like, I'm in it for the love of the game, bro. You know?
Just rediscovering yourself?
Back when League was real.
Oh, God.
Back in Season 3 when I played. So a lot has changed in League, just because over the year they got to make it fresh. And it turns out, like, the heroes I like playing are now strong.
Good.
So I went back, and it's fun now. I think the first time I reinstalled it, I had a bad string of
losses?
Jerk-offs that were just playing. That were just, even when we won, people were still jerks, right? But like I've played about, I want to say like 4 games since, last week, and they were all like, even when we lost, like people were still like, hey man, no worries. Like whatever. Like it was all, it's like a really nice, I guess it depends on the people you get.
Yeah. Time of day really makes a difference.
That too. I found if you're playing at night, you're more likely to get people who are going to rage.
Yeah. All the,
like after school ends pretty much.
But if you play like in the morning,
yeah,
like it's pretty pleasant with all online games, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's fun that I finally get to play characters I like to play.
It's good.
Yeah. Just cuz I usually like playing tank, right? But before when I played, it was all about like get that glass cannon, roll over everybody, right? But I like, my whole thing is I like playing the jungle. Right, I like setting up plans. I don't really care about.
You just want to sit there.
Yeah.
Wait till the magic happens.
Yeah, I don't. I want to stalk in the shadows and then like. So one of my favorite characters to play is Volibear. He's a giant talking bear.
Yep.
He stands on 2 legs, and one of his things is a flip. He runs on 4 legs, gets a speed boost, and he flips you over.
Yeah.
Right. And like my favorite thing to do is as a jungler is try and gank someone, and then pretend I'm going to leave through the lane.
Yeah.
But then come back when they can't see me and just wait there for like a good minute.
Yeah.
Minute and a half. And they're like, he's gone by now. And then just a giant bear comes out of the bushes. It's like, boom, flips you and they're dead. It's fantastic. So yeah, it's great when I get to play characters I like. It's like when D.Va got a buff and you're like, yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of the same way.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, it's weird. I also like playing tank, which is super weird because I don't like playing that role
ever.
Okay. Like ever. I'm the idiot who likes going in as DPS, but
okay.
Yeah, for some reason, I like playing tank.
I like being the immovable force rather than the unstoppable object.
What do you mean unstoppable force?
Unstoppable force, immovable object? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I had that work. Yeah, I like being the immovable object.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Volibear is fun. Okay, so I'm going to explain Volibear.
Okay.
So he has his flip. Uh-huh. He has a bite. So after 3 attacks, you speed up your attack speed. You just claw people.
Yeah.
And then you can bite someone. And you do bonus damage based on your max health and how much health they're missing.
Oh, okay.
Right? Sure, and so, sure. Like, it's an ender. So you bite them and literally eat them.
Oh, I see.
Right? There's another one that's a roar. And it slows anybody down in your vicinity. And it fears monsters. And then you, one is the call of the Thunder Lord. You roar, call down lightning, and it strikes you in the face. And then your claws get imbued with lightning. And then every time you swipe, it sends chain lightning through all your enemies.
Oh. Right?
And then you do bonus damage on top
of it. That's cool.
It's really cool. But my favorite thing about him is his passive. When he gets below, I want to say 30, 20% health, he just immediately regens a shitload of health. I think 60% of his base health.
Like he just stacks on top of his.
Yeah. So like what'll happen, but it's on a timer.
Yeah.
So like when you use it, you gotta wait like 2 minutes and then it'll happen again. So like my favorite thing to do is, oh, look, there's like 2 people in this thing. They're 2-on-1-ing me. Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, they don't understand how much survivability I have. So I'll just like play around with them until like, oh, my other four teammates came from behind and they're fucked.
Oh, so you're stalling. Right?
Yeah. But I'm just stalling them and they think they can take me. And I'm always, I always look like the thing in League is like, people love to chase you.
Yeah.
It's like, you're almost dead. I'm going to keep going until you're dead.
Yeah. But they love to overextend.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing with Volibear is that when you do that to me, as soon as I hit that 20% threshold, I'm regenerating so fast that you're only bringing me down to like a stable rate.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's other items that like make your healing stronger and stuff. It's, well, it's like crazy. Fun. Yeah. So it's good.
Cool.
It's good to be back in the game. I placed in silver one.
Oh.
Yeah. So the leagues are bronze, silver, gold, platinum, challenger, unless they changed it. Challenger is like the top 100 in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. So, and then each division is split into mini divisions. So silver five.
Oh, they break it down?
Yeah, is the lowest silver. And then you work your way up silver five, get to your placement matches, upgrade to silver four.
How many characters are there now?
Too many.
And you still have to pay for like the majority of them?
So the you have to pay real money for skins.
Oh, okay. They changed it.
Yeah, you can pay real money for characters.
Yeah.
Or every time you play a game, you get gold. Like, you get like fun points.
You get currency.
Yeah, you get currency. And then you can save up that currency to buy new characters. So if you really want, you can play the game for free.
Yeah, and it's the rotating cast that's free.
There's a rotating cast of free characters. Also, like, what else? There's a lot of champions that are dirt cheap. You could win. You can unlock in like two games.
Yeah,
and they're still viable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I've never really liked about League.
Yeah, like I'm having a lot. I don't think I could go back to it if I didn't have my account that has all these characters.
Yeah, that's right? What it is. Because starting now is like, if first you want to learn them all.
Yeah.
But you can't because.
And eventually you have to because you got to know what you're up against.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have like around 50% of the cast.
Damn, there's a lot of characters.
But I haven't paid a single dollar for a character.
That's good.
I've paid money for skins.
I know.
But I've never paid it for an actual character.
That's good.
So
cool. Maybe I'll just stick to Heroes of the Storm.
We gotta do that. It's 30 matches?
15. 15? Oh, well, 30 if you want the Hero of the Storm unlocks.
Let's do it. You wanna play Zarya?
I don't know if I wanna play Zarya. I like Zarya, but I don't know if I'll play Zarya.
All right. But no, I want that Genji skin too, even though I don't play Overwatch.
I'm with you. No, I don't play Genji.
Whatever. We got to get the skin.
Yeah. Cool. So that was it for your week?
Yep.
I forgot one thing. Remember Beast Wars?
No.
You remember Beasties?
I know what Beast Wars. I was just joking.
Oh, I thought you were playing the Canadian joke.
Mm.
Where it's Beasties here.
Oh, yeah. It is Beasties here.
Yeah, because we can't have a war in the title.
True.
Yeah. Remember Optimus Prime?
Yeah, he's great. He's a gorilla.
Okay, so I bought this toy. This is Optimus Prime.
All right.
I bought this. I think me and Teacher bought ours at the same time. We were in New York. I think this was Times Square. The Toys R Us there. The three-story tall toys. I remember buying this then. Even today, I think that this is a great toy. It reminded me of Optimus from the show.
He just... No, I think I had this toy too. Like,
yeah.
This toy's just good.
It's a good toy. And I'm like... And for the longest time, I thought to myself... You know, he's not 100% screen accurate, but he's close enough that I feel like with a couple little updates, he'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Takara Tomy from Japan said, no, we're going to start from scratch. And so they built this one. And this one...
What's with Evangelion?
Looks pretty badass. So I'm talking... For the
users out there... He doesn't look like a monkey.
I have the new masterpiece, Optimus Primal. And he looks exactly like the CG model. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah, okay. So the older toy is bigger.
Yeah.
And it looks more like a monkey because it's got, like, the texture fur on the plastic.
Yeah.
This guy just looks like a robot.
Yeah, so he looks... So what they did was they, like... The CG in Beast Wars is pretty bad by today's standards.
It's fantastic. Shut your
mouth. But what they did for Optimus Prime is they gave him, like, this weird texture so it looks like he had fur on a 3D model.
Yeah.
Without actually having to give him any, like, surface detail.
Mm-hmm.
And they replicated that on this thing.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And I think that sells it. But the best thing I like about him is if you click in his head, he has the eyes from the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he has red LEDs in his eyeballs, and they look exactly like the ones from the show. They shut off automatically.
Oh, okay.
But it's such a cool toy.
Yeah. This thing's pretty cool.
Yeah. Toy of the year.
Whoa, hey, listen. Yeah. That Lulucone Android came out.
I saw.
Yeah, I think it got some competition.
I don't think so.
Some competition.
I don't think so. I don't know. It's super cool. It's probably more. It's a bit more expensive than I would have liked. It's over $100.
Well, they're it's the Masterpiece line, right?
It is, but like at the same time, it's like, well, you know what? Everything nowadays is expensive. I guess it's a fair price.
It's that inflation, dog.
Yeah.
The dollar store is not the dollar store anymore. It's more like the $1.50 store.
No, man. It's like the $5 store now.
Really?
I don't know. It's like $2.50, $3 for shit in there.
Dang.
My dollar does not go far here in Canada.
It does not.
But yeah, so that's a cool little Transformer I picked up. But speaking of toys and Japanese toys and ways that they sell Japanese toys, let's talk about the last thing this week.
Kamen Rider.
X-Aid. We watched episode 6 today.
Hey, Vince, did you know that I'm a Kamen Rider?
I'm a Kamen Rider. The episode dealt with Hiro, Kamen Rider Brave, his backstory. It revealed a couple things about him.
Oh, he had a stereotypically weird relationship.
Yeah.
And the reason he eats sweets all the time has a backstory.
Yes. Which is, you know, it's not the most original, still gets me every time. And at the same time, we fought a monster. It all basically leads up into how Kamen Rider Brave gets his level 3, which is a...
rhythm game.
Totally.
Do, re, mi, fa, something.
Yeah.
I forget the final...
I don't know.
It's do, re, mi, fa, something. I forget what the...
It's yeah, but then it's like rhythm.
Yes. And it's a rhythm game.
Yeah.
And it did the thing that I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Where the enemy shot notes at them.
Yeah.
X-Aid started dancing and getting perfects on all the notes. And the other guy's just like, Hero's just like, what is this? I said, miss, yeah. Miss, miss.
Yeah.
Then after the song was over, he exploded.
Yeah, because he missed them all.
He missed them all. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
This show, okay.
Tell me. Feed me.
This show.
Yeah.
I know it's for kids.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, so it was the first fight with the Bugster.
Yeah.
And we now know that the CEO of the game corporation is
Dark
X-Aid. He's just chilling in plain sight, one floor above the battle.
Yeah.
Right? And no one sees him. No one. He's just there.
Yeah. But the thing is, even if they did see him, okay, fine. Maybe they see him, so what? The thing that really got me is when he's just sitting there, and he breaks out the belt, and he henshins.
Into level one?
Yeah.
And still.
And nobody notices him.
Come on!
Yeah.
And then the kid show takes the reverse option of like, hey, this guy's girlfriend died. And you're like, this is a kid show!
Yeah, and it's like... she just wanted to give him sugar, and he's like, and back then he blew her off.
No, I have to study this cardiovascular system. How could you?
Yeah. And she's like, but you need sugar. He's like, just leave me alone.
Ugh, I hate you.
And then she dies.
Yeah, and then she dies. What a way to go. Honey, you're distracting me from my studies. Go away.
Okay. Dead. I'm going to die.
Okay, I'm going to go die now. What? Nothing.
I'm secretly suffering from the Bugster virus, but I won't tell you because okay. I want you to succeed.
Bye.
Become the best doctor in the world. Bye, I'm dead. Do you think that because that the green dude, right?
Yeah.
The evil, because he's essentially her, or he took her life force. Do you think his death will not necessarily bring her back, but maybe bring back her spirit for like an episode just to
get
that closure?
I think it'll be like they kill the Bugster.
Yeah.
He is no longer has a human form.
Yeah.
And then she will be like, oh, Hiro, like, move on. Don't be your grumpy self. Like, be the best doctor, but also be a happy doctor.
Yeah.
And don't be so mean all the time.
And also she'll say, and it makes me happy that you're eating sugar.
Yeah. Remember to have your sugar.
And then she'll ascend to whatever.
Yeah, she'll ascend to Kamen Rider Heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But I think the coolest thing to come out of this episode was at the end. Unless there was something more in this episode you want to talk about.
Nah.
At the end, the sick movie teaser. Of
oh man,
Dr. Pac-Man.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
That's the theme for this winter crossover movie.
The winter crossover movie has a giant Pac-Man going around eating people.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's a doctor.
I don't know what to tell you.
He's Dr. Pac-Man.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Dr. Pac-Man.
Mm.
Yeah. We're watching that.
If you can remember it.
Dr. Pac-Man. How am I going to forget that?
I don't know.
How am I going to forget Dr. Pac-Man?
It was a thing that happened. I was there. I saw it. Yeah.
It was a guy in a Daft Punk helmet with Pac-Man's face, but he had a doctor thing on. He had a lab coat on.
And the Pac-Man also had like an evil face.
Yeah, it was evil Dr. Pac-Man.
I don't know.
That's why Miss Pac-Man died and he went evil.
Oh, fuck.
And Miss Pac-Man's like, but you gotta eat your sweets. You gotta eat your cherries. You gotta eat your...
That's so...
You gotta eat your ghosts. Wow. And then Dr. Pac-Man's like, listen, I gotta research these pellets. Oh,
shit, you gotta eat the ghosts.
Yeah, I gotta research these, and he's gotta eat his dead wife. Bam!
Oh, he's gotta eat Kamen Rider Ghost.
Is Kamen Rider Ghost in that movie?
Yeah, it's across the
room. He's gotta eat Kamen Rider Ghost!
Oh, and all of Ghost's friends.
Yeah! He's gonna eat the pellet, turn him blue.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no.
You think there's gonna be a sick tag team with Miss Dr. Pac-Man?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the secret reveal. They don't show you the good shit in the trailer.
No. But X8 continues to be ridiculous and excellent.
The show's so good.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about... What did you think about his rhythm form? What did you think?
His rhythm form looked weird. I think they were going for that, like... what's that thing where it's like... It looks like... Like the two... Things don't match, but they have to work together.
What do you mean?
You
mean like when they juxtapose something?
Yeah, okay. They have like huge juxtaposition on this character. Because Hiro is very serious. So his hero persona made sense, right? Because he is the main character. He is serious. I'm going to save the princess.
Yeah, I'm the armored knight. I'm going to do my job.
Exactly.
There
is nothing that I cannot cut.
Yeah.
And then they give him the fucking rhythm game power, and he gets a visor with a cap.
He's a flat brim.
Yeah, he's a flat brim hat with portable speaker, a spotlight, stage light, and a turntable arm.
Yeah.
Right? So I really think they're going for that, like, out of place humor with him.
Yeah.
And it works.
It does.
And I really like how it's like, you have to dance. It's like, no, he's never danced before. He doesn't know how to play a rhythm game. This is crazy. And then he uses his CPR skills to dance and beat the Bugster. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So good.
I just didn't understand, like, was he dancing? Like, they would cut away to, like, him dancing solo. I'm like, is that in his head? Is that what he sees?
Like maybe that's his, like, inner spirit. Like, it wants to dance.
Yeah, I guess. That's interesting.
I don't know. Maybe that's the reveal. The girlfriend's gonna be like, follow your dream. Become the dancer you've always wanted to be.
Oh, God. It makes me more curious to know what Snipes is.
True.
Snipes. And we also got that tease that Kamen Rider Bike Boy has a human form. A rider form.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
I guess that's his level 3. Mm. That was in the preview.
Snipes is going to be like Arkanoid. He's going to summon paddles. And he can bank bullets off the paddles.
Oh, wait. You think it'll be related to his current form?
That'd be cool.
I don't think so.
Oh, you think it's going to be completely
different? Well, look at X8. He got a fucking robot arm.
What are you talking about? He was Mega Man and got a robot arm.
That's true. Look at Brave.
Okay, Brave, yeah. That was...
Like, What are the other video game genres that we are not considering yet that they're going to throw in on Snipe?
So they've used platformer.
Yeah.
They've used shooter.
Yeah.
Mech. Rhythm.
RPG.
RPG. Racing.
Yeah.
was
he going to be a visual novel?
Yeah, he's going to be a light novel. He's going to be a dating sim.
Oh. How would they make that work?
Shoot the love?
No, heart? Yeah, I know you're I know where you're getting to now. No, we're not doing that.
What else could there be?
I don't know.
Stealth?
You think it'd be like Metal Gear style?
Yeah, like Metal Gear.
Sure. I'm trying to think about like what are the other popular games are out there.
That stylish action.
Oh, he's gonna be the fighting game.
He's gonna be Devil May Cry. Oh, fighting game. He's or like Devil May Cry.
Yeah, because then he would not use his gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It also fit his, like, weird back alley persona.
You know what? I think that the bike boy is going to become the fighting game one.
He's going to be the Street Fighter.
Think about it. Come on, right? Okay, yeah. Does he not look like he's from King of Fighters?
And he already is strong on his own.
Yeah, I think he'll have the love. Oh, man, that'd be sick if he just threw a fireball.
It's a bike.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I want to see that. I want to see Dark Xaid versus Kamen Rider Bike Boy. And they just throw their motorcycles and their mountain bikes at each other.
That'd be great.
Oh, I'm into that.
What else? Man.
One's got to be a sports one, right?
Oh, like football or hockey.
Yeah, right? Like someone's kicking a soccer ball.
Maybe that's it.
Baseball. Oh, what if he takes like a baseball bat?
And he hits the bullets?
Yeah.
He shoots a fastball to himself.
Oh, man, that would be insane. Or Super Dodgeball.
Dodgeball would be cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I kind of hope it's a Mario Tennis thing. No, I don't know.
Oh, you want, yeah. You want Prince of Tennis hitting bullets?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, can you, when they do the mighty critical finish, yeah. And then he's just like doing
he's
it?
Just, oh, no, volleyball, like he's yeah. Just mighty critical finish, and he's just spiking a fireball down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this shows so many possibilities.
Yeah, man. They're not limited. They can do it.
What if it's a beat-em-up, but he can only fight on a 2D plane?
Whoa.
He's like,
that would be weird. I don't know how
they would. And they can't hit him because he's so thin.
Yeah, that's true. One of them's got to turn into a spaceship, right? Like Radius style.
They gotta.
Right?
It's gotta be options. Yeah. Like, they gotta.
What if they combine? Like, what if Xaid becomes a spaceship?
He becomes the bullet hell?
Yeah. And, like, and then the other riders are his option parts?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's a bike option. It shoots bikes.
Yeah, I said it when we were watching the show, but I'll say it here on air so you guys know. I think that the ending of this is Xaid, when he gets to level
99,
he will prestige and go back to level 1.
But, okay, how do you think he's going to prestige? Do you think he's going to beat the final boss, then prestige, and then pass his powers on to someone else?
I think he's going to need to prestige to beat the final boss.
Okay.
Like, his prestige will give him gold form or something. I don't know.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Because everyone knows when you prestige, you're better than everybody else, right?
Yeah, true.
That's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my thoughts on Xaid.
Yeah, no, same. Cool. Sure, still good.
Yeah, it's great. Can't wait for next episode. It's a shame, but I think we're going to be about an episode behind every time we do these now just because of when the subs get released.
Gross.
It sucks, but I mean... Hey, you guys get to hear our theories as the new episode comes out to hear how much we've gotten wrong every week.
Yay!
So enjoy that. But yeah, that's the end of the episode. So things you can look forward to, who knows? Resident Evil Marathon
happening.
Is happening at some point in the future. So look forward to that.
Mila Jovovich, come hang out.
Yeah. Great.
She lives in Canada, right?
I don't know.
Think we can go to the T-Dot, run down the City Hall building, she'll just appear?
Is she even Canadian?
I don't know.
I think
she's
so.
Like Russian.
I think she's just American.
No, she's like Russian.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.